We also have pretty high-grade silver veins, silver antimony veins there as well, that we want to sort of chase and see what they build out to. So a lot of focus on GAM. And then, fingers crossed, we would like to get onto at least one of our projects south of Kali. There's a couple of those that you know, we think are good candidates, that with the help of, with a bit of political will, which we now ostensibly have at least, that we'll be able to get on one of those. So if we can achieve resource, showing size at GAM, getting on one of those extraordinary, because they really are extraordinary projects in southern Colombia, that'd be a good year for us.
Tim Coughlin, Royal Road Minerals. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Nice to meet you and glad to be here.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on set here. How's the conference going for you?
Well, this is one of the sort of, you know, unique opportunities we get to connect with retail investors. You know, it used to be, you know, I guess things have changed over the years. The PDAC was always gave us that opportunity in the past. Things have changed for whatever reason. And in a way, this is kind of unique. So, yeah, pleased to be here.
Yeah. So is there like an energy this year that's different than what you've seen in the past or felt in the past?
For us, it is, I guess, for good reason. And I'm not going to stamp us with any accolades, but because I think we've just had an election in Colombia, and our projects are in Colombia. And it was a pretty crucial, I've never paid more attention to an election in my life. So it was a crucial kind of event where we had, you know, a really good versus evil kind of outcome. And we've got a very proactive government, pro-industry, pro-investment. And so for us, we feel like there's more of a buzz at our booth because, you know, in a way, we always had that, well, not in a way, we obviously in Colombia had this geopolitical overhang for many years. But other than that, it's the same as it was last year. I feel that way.
Well, let's work that out. You had this election in Colombia. You're in Colombia, obviously. Talk to me about the jurisdiction. How's that working? And how do you work with them, meaning the powers that be in Colombia, and getting permitted or just getting things done?
Okay, so, I think, so probably the first thing I think that's really important that people understand that's a little bit different about Colombia. Everybody knows, you know, the reputation that Colombia's got, but probably a lot of people aren't aware that in 1991, it rewrote its constitution to basically limit executive powers. And that was because it had been in a conflict since 1965. So, I think this is right. You know, I think Colombia's got the strongest kind of constitutional representation and Congress than almost any other South American country. So, you know, there's always political hyperbole and executive hyperbole when there's a president that's got something he wants to promote. But in fact, he's always, you know, he's got to deal with his Congress. And so in this context right now, so we've got, you know, this right-wing, probably the first right-wing president in Colombia we've had for 12-odd years, who's got some fairly positive things to say. And you know, we're confident some of those things are going to get done. But he does have this Congress to deal with. The quid pro quo to that is that, you know, over the last few years, back in 2022, particularly when this, you know, the incumbent government was elected, there was a lot of noise about what was going to happen to the mining regulation. And, you know, that affected us in terms of valuation, in terms of what we could do. 4 years later, nothing's happened.
Right.
You know, because of the strength of this, you know, of these, of the Congress. So, so there's a balance there that I think a lot of people probably don't appreciate. You know, they see the hyperbole. And north of Cali, it's entirely operable. You're dealing with your communities just as you are anywhere else in the world. South of Cali is a different world.
Yeah.
That's where we're probably, in terms of mining and exploration title holders, the largest title holders, you know, in that highly prospective part, south of Cali, but incredibly difficult, or has been up until now. So for us, it's kind of business as usual up in northern Colombia, I think, you know, for the next 4 years as well. But maybe in the south of the country, this might be our first chance, I think anyway, our best chance ever, to be able to get onto those assets that have been so challenged.
Well, we can have an optimistic outlook then.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Colombia's always been so well endowed with minerals, whether that's in energy, whether that's in coffee, or whether that's in your minerals, gold and silver. Talk about that. What do you think Royal Road has, or that you can mention and talk about, and why people should be interested in?
Okay, so we're drilling a porphyry now.
Right.
So as much as I like, as much as I like to talk about the south of Colombia, because it is such a well-known, highly prospective, yet challenged area. We're drilling a porphyry up in Antioquia.
Yeah.
We've drilled 17,000 meters. We're at the point of taking one of, it's a cluster of four porphyries, taking one of those to a resource stage this coming year. And we announced a financing today, so we're raising $10 million over the next few days, hopefully.
Excellent.
And we want to drill out, or at least show size on the adjacent porphyries. It's a gold, in terms of value, gold, copper, silver porphyry. Mm-hmm. There's a porphyry body itself, which generally sort of grades over, well, where we've been drilling it, 50 to 70, 80 odd meter intersections. About 2 grams gold, about half an ounce of silver.
So those are good grades.
About 0.5 and 0.6% copper.
Yeah.
And then that sits within a skarn envelope, which is more silver rich. But again, economic intersections that skarn envelope. And then crossing the whole lot, this is very common in Colombia, are these things called carbonate base metal veins, which are very high grade, ounce type gold.
It's really like a polymetallic.
Yeah, when you put it all together.
Yes.
This is almost all of the Colombian porphyries seem to be the same. You've got the porphyry, you've got some reactive host rock, and then you've got these high-grade veins that are late that cut across the thing.
That being said, it seems like you could have a lot of gold.
Yeah, so if you break it out, like I say, we've got gold in the porphyry, the skarn's more silver rich,
yeah.
The veins, I think the best intersection we got across the veins was 24 meters at 2.5 grams, just in the gold. So we've got that dynamic range of possibilities.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, what's really, take me through the rest of the year. You just had announced a raise today, but take me through the rest of the year that investors should be aware of. Is there, that you can talk about?
Yeah, okay. So we want to drill, we want to keep drilling. We just stopped drilling a couple of weeks ago. We want to keep drilling. We want to drill about between 10 and 15,000 meters at GAM. Two objectives there: drill the resource out at one of the porphyries, evidence the other porphyries, that haven't been drilled or have been partly drilled. We also have pretty high grade silver veins, silver antimony veins there as well that we want to sort of chase and see what they build out to. So a lot of focus on GAM. And then fingers crossed, we would like to get onto at least one of our projects south of Cali. There's a couple of those that we think are good candidates, that with the help of, with a bit of political will, which we now ostensibly have at least, that we'll be able to get on one of those. So if we can achieve resource, showing size at GAM, getting on one of those extraordinary, because they really are extraordinary projects in Southern Colombia, that'd be a good year for us.
Got it. And you have a lot of big players around you and invested in. Just briefly mention what you can about who's invested in you as of right now.
Oh, okay. So our largest shareholder is Rio2, which is sort of mid-tier miner.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Black's kind of well-known executive chairman. So they're mining in Chile. It's a gold project in Chile. They've got Raul Condestable, which is a copper, mostly copper project in Peru. As well as that, other institutions, so Mackenzie, which is Canada's largest mutual fund, Ixios, which is a French fund, Phoenix, we're about 65-70% institutionally held.
That's great.
Rob McEwen himself owns, I guess, around about 7% of the company. Why does that matter? How does that help? Well, we've announced a financing where we're aiming to raise about $10 million. Well, more than 50% of that is already done with the existing register.
That's really what I was getting at. Well, fantastic. Yeah. Well, if people want to find out more about the company, what's your website, how to do that, what exchanges are you traded on, and what are your ticker symbols? And we'll put all of this in the show notes below on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
So we're on TSXV, that's RYR. We're also on, I think, RRMDV on the OTC, and we're listed on Frankfurt as well. The best way to find us is actually info at, because that comes directly to me as well, so info at royalroadminerals.com.
And your website is royalroadminerals.com.
Correct, yeah.
Tim Coughlin, really good to see you, and looking for great things to come throughout the year.
My pleasure. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Cheers.